Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Patrick Maloney, Congressman, let me ask you this. You're in a struggle, campaign struggle against Nan Hayward. She used to be the congresswoman. You defeated her. How's the campaign going?
Well, I feel good about where we are, and I feel good about the choice. I mean, you know, 2 years ago, I told people that if they gave me a shot, they'd get a Bill Clinton Democrat who would focus on results. I've passed 13 bills through the House of Representatives. We've helped almost 2,000 constituents with individual problems. About 600 of those are veterans. We've returned something like $3 million to those 2,000 people. We're working with communities all over the Hudson Valley on disaster relief and infrastructure projects. We're getting the Superfund site at Hopewell Junction cleaned up after 10 years. You know, Nan Hayworth didn't do a thing about that. You know, I've got a record that I'm very proud of, both working on legislation that makes sense, on helping people who come to me for help, and on working creatively to use this office to grow this economy, build our infrastructure, create jobs, help the middle class. And, you know, and you look at what Nan Hayworth's talking about, and it's the same old Tea Party stuff. It is big tax cuts for multimillionaires like herself. You know, somehow that's supposed to trickle down and help our economy, even though it'll blow a big hole in the deficit. You know, it's privatizing Social Security. I heard her say on your show, Alan, that she doesn't want to privatize Social Security. We all know she ran on that when she was in Congress. We all know that she's on YouTube talking about privatizing Social Security. I think she must think we forget what she did when she was in office. You know, she still supports turning Medicare into some lousy voucher system that'll cost seniors thousands more and break the promise of for people who've been paying into Medicare their whole life, who have a right to count on it. We should leave it alone and let it work. You know, we have big differences. She supports this Hobby Lobby stuff at the Supreme Court that would restrict women's access to birth control. She has a terrible pro-choice record. You know, she's running on a set of policies that might have made sense in 1950, but they sure don't make sense for the Hudson Valley in the 21st century. So I want to move us forward. I want to build on the progress we've made. I do not want to see us go back to Nan Hayworth's political game playing and ideology and gridlock. And that's the choice this year.
So have you seen a poll?
Yes, I have.
Now, I know you can't tell me what's in the poll because then you'd have to tell me everything. But are you encouraged by it?
Let me tell you, you're talking to a guy who runs like he's 10 points behind, and I'm always going to do that. And I'm in a district that is super competitive, and that's a good thing. It means I got to earn it every day. And I like where we are. I think it's because we've earned it by getting results for people. You know, if you talk to the Republican supervisor George Green in New Windsor about the work we've done to get infrastructure rebuilt, to help economic development and create jobs. If you talk to Republican Supervisor John Hickman about getting a Superfund site cleaned up after a decade of waiting in Hopewell Junction, you know, these are real results. If you talk to our veterans about the hundreds of veterans we've helped with disability claims, you know, if you look at the legislation we've passed to help farmers, we got a farm bill passed. Nan Hayworth didn't even get on the Agriculture Committee, and the only thing she did was talk about balancing the budget when our farmers needed disaster relief after Hurricane Irene. I got a farm bill passed, and I wrote legislation to reform the crop insurance program to make sure our farmers can get coverage for the losses in the future, and we're getting them help for the losses they had from the storms that already happened. You know, I've got a record of results, and I think that's why we're doing as well as we are, and we're just going to keep working. And if people, you know, want to go back to the gridlock and Tea Party fighting of a couple years ago, well, then Nan Hayworth's your choice. But if you want a Bill Clinton Democrat who's going to keep working to get results, grow this economy, help the middle class, do common sense stuff, work across the aisle, then I hope you'll vote for Sean Patrick Maloney.
So why is that district so competitive?
Well, because we've got an even number of Republicans and Democrats. And by the way, every district in America should look like this district. I mean, I go to work in Congress with too many people who don't worry about losing their job. I don't mind telling you. There are too many comfortable members of Congress, and they engage in this political nonsense where they run to one extreme or the other, and it happens in both parties, and nothing gets done. And what we need is more members of Congress who are in districts like mine, frankly, where you've really got to earn it every day, and you have to listen to everybody, and you have to show a little humility. That you don't have all the answers, and maybe Democrats aren't right about everything, and maybe Republicans should reconsider some of their positions once in a while. And we should act like responsible adults and talk to one another and get this economy moving and help people who are paying the bills. Because that's what I hear from people every day out there across the Hudson Valley, is work together. And it's easier to do that when you're in a competitive seat where people say, thank goodness you're reaching across the aisle. That's why I'm working with Chris Gibson on all this legislation I told you about to help our farmers and help veterans and fight Lyme disease and build infrastructure. Because cooperation works. Bipartisanship works. We need to do more of it.
Now, President Obama, his polls are bad. His numbers are bad, as we say in the biz. Is that going to hurt you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm a guy that is the seventh most independent Democrat in the House. I'm a Bill Clinton Democrat. I believe we should be following policies like we did in the Clinton administration, where we were growing the economy, where we balanced the budget the right way, we were paying down our debt. We can do that again. You know, where I think the president's right, you know, I'll support him. Where I think he's wrong, I'll oppose him. And I've got the votes to show that. Anybody who's looking at my votes, you know, Congressional Quarterly looked at this, nonpartisan organization, they ranked me the seventh most independent Democrat in the House. And that's just because, you know, I'm calling them like I see them. And on one issue after another, the only North Star that I follow is what helps families in the Hudson Valley.
What is the Wounded Warrior Improvement Act?
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. Well, I'm working with a Republican, a very conservative Republican named Mark Wayne Mullen in Oklahoma on bipartisan legislation that would revamp what they call the VR&E program. It's the main job training program at the VA, and it's kind of a mess, frankly. You know, they've got a bunch of caseworkers who have huge caseloads, 180, 200 caseloads apiece. It can take years, up to 6 years sometimes, for vets to get employment. We need to get our veterans the help they need to get back in the productive economy, you know, working, supporting their families. So I have a bill that would retool and revamp the job training program in the VA, and it would be a one step in the right direction. It's a companion piece of legislation to the Red Tape Reduction Act, which I passed through the Congress and got signed into law last year, that reduces disability claim wait times for our veterans. You know, people should know, if you're a military veteran, if you're in a military family, I hope you'll come to my office. If you're having trouble, you can reach out to us. We've helped something like 600 veterans in about 20 months. We've returned $2 million to those military families, you know, deferred benefits they weren't getting, disability claims that weren't getting heard in a timely way, all kinds of things. We also do retroactive citations and medals. We've done Purple Hearts and Bronze Stars. You know, we do a lot of work for our military families, and frankly, we can't do enough because they've done heroic work for us, and it's a sacred trust that I take very seriously. And this legislation is designed to make a difference, and it's bipartisan, and it's getting done.
How safe are our dams?
They aren't safe enough, and that's why I wrote the Dam Safety Act, which reauthorizes the National Dam Safety Program. It gets engineering inspections and safety inspections for dams all over the Hudson Valley. We have 100 high-hazard dams in the Hudson Valley, which means if they fail, somebody's house is going to get washed away or somebody's life is going to be lost. We have 800 dams total. They're aging out. They need to be inspected. They need these local communities and even private associations need to get the expertise to know if the dam needs to be repaired before we have another superstorm event where we're going to have these dams failing or overtopping. We've seen episodes like that in Orange County, places like Warwick, Washingtonville, where we've avoided some very dangerous situations, but we might not if we don't know the condition of our infrastructure. You know, one of the reasons I got on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee was I believe we need massive investments in American infrastructure. We need to start investing in our own country again. We've been doing it all over the world for a decade. I'd like to see us invest in our own roads and bridges, in our sewer systems, in our power grids, in our broadband systems, in everything that creates economic opportunity and real wealth for the middle class. It has always worked. We need to do it again. We do too little of it, and it starts with things like our dams. And that bill is law today because we worked in a bipartisan way to get it done.
Sean Patrick Maloney, always wonderful to have you with us. Congressman, perhaps we could set up a debate here at WAMC and have you debate your opponent. Wouldn't that be great?
I'd love to do it. You know, we both have 2 years in the House. I've got a record I'm very proud of. I'd be happy to compare it to my opponents. I think the voters would enjoy that.
Thank you so much for being with us, and we hope we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Alan.